Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. iowacomputerrepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again this afternoon. In studio with us is George McKeever. He is from the Kelvin community. And Susan Callison, she is from the Alzheimer's Association. I believe you're wearing purple, so that's a dead giveaway, of course. Yeah. Welcome, guys. Glad to have you here. First of all, George, we'll turn to you first. Tell us a little bit about the Kelvin community, would you? What's going on over there?
Well, Kelvin community is a not-for-profit continuing care facility where we have everything from skilled care to assisted living to memory care to independent living. And we are building on the western side of our campus, too, for independent. But I have been in my post for some 16 years, and the subject of dementia used to come up about once every other day. But now it's happening probably every third conversation I have on the telephone. It's coming up more frequently.
Well, obviously, you know, there's part of a reason for that. As the aging population continues to grow out there, there's many more of us over the age of 65, 75, 85. And, that seems to be top-of-mind awareness for so many individuals. And particularly, I think, one of the concerns would be, George, that people who live out of town, they have maybe relatives, parents, or grandparents here in the greater Des Moines metro, but they might be in Albuquerque, for crying out loud. Yes. And how do you deal with all those things?
Yes, the families are, this is Iowa, so the families are often split up into different states. And the local children, let's say adult children, hear from their parents that everything is fine. So the time of dealing with changing health gets delayed, and delayed is human nature. We have a spot for the different levels of care, but we want to be able to, this year, as last year, get out the information about aging to the public. And last year we had Drake University was kind enough to host a number of speakers for several weeks to talk about aging in general and our good health. How do we keep our health going? And this year we're focused on dementia care.
Very nice. And Susan, one of the things that the Alzheimer's Association I know does religiously is attempt to educate both individuals who fear that they are or are on the cusp of some type of dementia, but also with family members. Would that be accurate?
Yes, we have a variety of education programs, and we talk about the difference between normal age-related memory challenges that we can all expect and with something more serious like Alzheimer's disease. So sure. Those are free and available to the public, and we just really appreciate the opportunity to share those education opportunities with folks.
So on the Alzheimer's, I tell people, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that this will tell you how old I am. When I start to forget something, I just indicate to individuals that my floppy disk is full. And they go, floppy disk? What the heck's a floppy disk? But regarding that issue, are there people that get confused if it's Alzheimer's or just simple adult memory loss or that the floppy disk is full? Are those?
Yes, those all can be concerns. Yeah. There are things we can learn to do to better manage our memory loss as we age. So just paying attention more, writing things down, keeping a calendar, all of those things can help. Getting enough sleep, managing our stress. Those help whether we have Alzheimer's disease or not.
Yeah. Yes.
However, if it's more serious where you don't remember how to use a calendar or you know what a checkbook is used for, then you need to see a doctor so that there are interventions that can happen to help your family and friends also get involved to better manage the challenges.
And you folks, along with Des Moines University, have been engaged in something the last several weeks. And going forward, this is all about aging in place, aging with Alzheimer's, aging with dementia. Tell us about that. What's going on?
Well, today, for example, on Tuesday, we hosted three families who are dealing with dementia every day. We're right in the caregiving role.
Mm-hmm.
And so the persons with dementia were right alongside. We were hearing their point of view in front of the audience today.
Hmm.
And some things came out that you don't anticipate, so it was wonderful.
So tell us about that. What kinds of things are families sharing with you guys? Like today?
Well, that you need to talk to your doctor, and family members also need to get involved, and that the caregivers need to learn how to better take care of themselves. Many times the caregiver goes down before the person with dementia, and they can get overwhelmed and really have more health challenges themselves if they aren't able to better manage some of the stress and the ability to care for their loved ones. So keeping them well and healthy, as well as the person with dementia, giving them a voice, making sure they get to be part of making their own decisions. Even when I get a diagnosis of dementia, I can still make a lot of decisions for myself, and that's important to be included in the conversation of what's going to happen in my future health care.
That's the voice of Susan Callison, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alzheimer's Association. You know, the AARP Iowa has been pushing a bill in the Iowa legislature. It's called the Iowa Caregiver Bill, Iowa Caregiver Education Bill, where in hospitals and doctor's offices will be mandated to bring those caregivers up to speed as to what's really going on in the home, rather than saying, oh yeah, mom's just a little bit, you know, and then to arm individuals with having some kind of knowledge about what's going on with their loved one.
Yes, certainly with Alzheimer's disease. Today, there's no treatment or cure that can stop the progression of the disease, but education helps. And so in this case as well, if somebody's at the hospital, they need information about how to provide that care at home. And even though there's no medication, education makes a huge difference.
So these events that you're having over at Des Moines University, open to the public?
You know, indeed.
How many hundreds of dollars does it cost to go?
Oh, it's free.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank goodness. And parking is free, too.
All of that good stuff. So what's on tap? You've covered some things in the past. As we look forward, what can people expect to hear at these special sessions over at DMU?
All right. Well, next Tuesday, the 20th, at 12 noon in the large student center at Des Moines University, we'll have a couple of experts from a local firm that knows about financial planning. And they spoke a year ago with us, too, about forward thinking and planning to try to help the family save some money with forward planning on finances. So we'll have a Mr. Strigi there to talk about that for an hour. Uh-huh. It's just an hour from 12 to 1 on those afternoons. The very next Tuesday, we'll have someone, a licensed social worker, come talk to us about the emotional challenges of dealing with dementia also. So that will be another hour there at noon. And then finally, we'll skip a couple of weeks, get to April the 18th on Tuesday evening at 7. Also on Des Moines University, we'll have someone named Ann Basting come in from out of town and give a talk on how the arts and culture and storytelling all can help in the care of people with dementia.
Well, how true all of that is. And of course, not only helps at that age of life, but it also helps the early stage of life, too, to create more well-rounded individuals. So this is all happening at Des Moines University. And we will have links, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, so that you can see what is coming up and when it is happening up on our radio blog, so that you can find out more about what the Calvin community and our friends over at the Alzheimer's Association are up to when it comes to these public information meetings at DMU. What a great service that is that we have here in Des Moines. Good facility, too.
It's wonderful to have an audience of students in the medical field to hear this. And they're at the age where they're going to be impacted by this gradual growth, almost rapid growth, of people over 65 and over 85 years of age who are more likely to catch dementia.
It is something that we all, at one time or another, end up facing. And, I was sharing with you earlier that I've been through that with some extent. And I think many of us who have aging parents or aging grandparents, we can come to grips with some of these things. And if we are forewarned and at least forearmed with the knowledge, it's so much easier on everybody. Yes?
Absolutely. And even if we had a neighbor or a friend starting to show symptoms, it would be helpful if we better understood how to react or not react. And we should certainly never argue or reason with somebody with dementia. Their reality is real to them.
That's exactly
so we
right.
need to enter their reality and connect in a different way than we would previously.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to join the journey, as they
Absolutely.
Used to say.
Yes.
All right.
And to reach out for help and support, because there are support groups out there now.
Excellent. George McKeever, ladies and gentlemen, he is from the Kelvin community, and Susan Kellison from the Alzheimer's Association. Thank you both for coming in, making the trip down here, and having a conversation about something that's so important to so many families.
Thanks so
Our
much.
Our pleasure.
All right. We're going to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you that the one word that investors don't like, and that is the word uncertainty. And my gosh, we got plenty of that cooking today. That's next on the Business News Hour.